Welcome back. We are indeed on Media Row in Las Vegas, and we're delighted to have joined us here on set Brendan Rice, the standout wide receiver from USC. And we are projecting you to be a first-round draft pick this coming NFL draft. And you are the son of Jerry Rice, which is another wonderful marker for you. And you're here to talk first about Breathe Right. Tell us about Breathe Right. It's a product that really helps get your nasal area cleaned out.
Heck yeah, I like using Breathe Right during games and going ahead and using it well in recovery, just being at home, maybe even taking a nap or at nighttime. It just helps me go ahead and recover the right way. You need oxygen to be constantly flowing through your nose, and I get a lot of congestion just from traveling from state to state all the time or just working out on the field. And, you know, you get some of your sinuses just messed up sometimes. And Breathe Right just goes ahead and allows me to recover the right way.
Right, Brendan, now. I'm such a fangirl, I might need Breathe Right right now, sitting right next to my fellow Trojan. Woo, woo!
Well, you can get Breathe Right at BreatheRight.com, right? Go to BreatheRight.com and you can find it there.
Most definitely, you get a 12-hour. I believe we're running a promotion right now of some sort. Go check it out at BreatheRight.com.
Perfect. All right, well, so, Brendan, we want to talk a little football with you. First, your season at USC this year was great, and you guys are, looks like you positioned yourself really well for this upcoming draft. How is this process unfolding for you? What are you thinking about as you go into the NFL draft this year?
Well, first of all, it kind of sucks that we ended the season the way
we did.
Man.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up. That was brutal.
I was looking ahead, not backward.
Yeah, I know. But we got to be real here.
Carla, Brendan, of course, is a Trojan. You're a Trojan. You guys can lament what took place down the stretch. It was disappointing. I mean, the season seemed to start so well, and Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams, and Brendan Rice is Brendan Rice. What a great connection. Walk us through. What do you think unraveled there down the stretch?
I feel as though the team just unraveled, as though like we could have came together a little bit better. A lot of guys put stuff on the coaches. Hey, yeah. It's not the coaches out there playing the game, it's us. So if we go ahead and challenge ourselves each day in and day out in practice and develop what we need to go ahead and take the next steps to go forward, then shoot, we would have won every single game. If we would have put up 60 points, we would have won every single game. It doesn't matter about the defense. It doesn't matter about all the extracurricular things going on. And honestly, we just got to come back and regroup. And if we regrouped with ourselves and looked at ourselves in the mirror, I'm pretty sure we would have been champions right now.
I agree with you. I think coming into the season, I knew this was going to be – I thought this is going to be a great season for you. But I'll tell you what was – even with a disappointing season like this, Brendan, you started out at Colorado as a wide receiver and then came to USC, and you and Caleb Williams really seemed to have a great rapport. Talk about developing that and how you two grew together to be what you are, which is quite a combo.
I feel as though that me and Caleb started off a little bit rocky just because we didn't know each other.
Sure, there's growing pains.
Yeah, there's growing pains. And that junior year, it was really frustrating and within me, so I had to go ahead and take it to the next step. Like, hey, Caleb, what do you need from me so that you trust me as a reliable target? And I started hanging out with him more. I showed him I was working on that field extra, in that weight room, all those type of stuff, just taking the next steps forward so that he could go ahead and trust who I was as a person. I could trust him just to find me the ball, give me the ball. And that's where you see that chemistry come from on them scramble drills, when he would just do some crazy stuff in the backfield and throw it up to me.
And that happened often.
Very often.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
We are talking to Brendan Rice. So you are now going into the NFL. And, of course, it's so notable you are the son of Jerry Rice and all that he has meant and been really the best wide receiver in the history of the game. Does he have words of advice for you or counsel as you go into the combine process and the whole review and the build up into the NFL draft?
Most definitely. He says be yourself within these coaching interviews and don't let the present moment be too big. You got to live in the moment, embrace the moment. That's how you go ahead and make sure that you end up being the moment. And honestly, just going ahead and staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan, I as I told you before we went on air, I've been watching your highlights from the Senior Bowl, which you killed it. You were amazing. I mean, you showed your size, you showed your quickness, you showed your speed. So what do you want coaches to take away from your standout performance at the Senior Bowl? It was incredible.
I would like coaches to go ahead and take away, like, hey, man, if I was at a university like Kentucky or the Texas A&M or some university like that, of course I would have 100 catches, 1,600 yards, and 20 touchdowns, and stuff like that. But I wasn't. I was at USC, where we have the most dynamic wide receiver room in the nation.
Exactly.
And you got to go ahead and take that into account. So when I went up to Senior Bowl, I pretty much showed, like, hey, guys, this is what we are at USC. This is who USC has built, and this is how we are trained. We're built different over there. And we have guys like this all throughout our wide receiver rooms. It's just a lot of guys don't go ahead and get the ability to present it.
I love that. Okay, I've got to ask you, since I'm fangirl over you, I know you're fanboy over a guy named Mike Evans over in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's my dog for sure. Heck yeah.
So they're picking at 26 this year. Would you be pretty fired up to be under the tutelage of Evans and Godwin?
Ecstatic. It could happen.
I've got a plan for you.
Of course,
Brandon.
He's a free agent, so there's no certainty he'll be there, right?
Here's my plan. Yeah. Because here's what I heard, Brendan. So the Houston Texans, we're from Houston, you know, took it to the end with Tampa Bay, ended up coming out victorious.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Evans goes by D'Amico Ryans and says, come get me. Now, that was mid-season. I don't know what's going to happen now. But if Mike comes to Houston, what are you thinking? It's a nice city.
I like Houston as well.
Okay.
I love Houston, Texas. I love C.J. Stroud. I also like Baker Mayfield. Being in the position just to go ahead and make plays is what I want from a team. I don't want to have to go into a situation where I'm like, this sucks. And, you know, like, situations like that are going to happen. But I want to go in there and actually have a chance to go ahead and get a position battle for the number one spot.
Right. I love it. I love it. Spoken like a true Trojan.
We are talking to Brendan Rice, the standout wide receiver from USC. So Caleb Williams is, by most accounts, going to go number one overall. What is it that makes him so special and unique? Why is he the far away number one selection in this draft?
You can help me here with this one, right?
Yes.
He's a generational talent, man. Yeah, some of the things that he can do out on the field, at least people are in awe sometimes, man. And you see Patrick Mahomes, and you kind of take away a little bit of his game. But
I agree.
At the same time, he can run like Lamar. Like, man, I've seen him go 60 yards up the field, and I'm over here trying to be a lead blocker for him. Yeah. I'm like, man, he surprises me. And each day in and day out, I know he's going to go ahead and put the work in. And within the weight room, in the classroom, on the field, lead the men. It's stuff like that. It's little things.
Well, so that was what I really wanted to get to, because clearly on the field, the talent level, the arm talent,
it's freakish.
Just extraordinary.
And it looks effortless, which I think is pretty wild. He makes it look easy.
But then sometimes he shows a range of emotions that we don't naturally see in quarterbacks. And how does that play out on the field or in the huddle? Is he always poised? Does he get emotional? Is he in your face? What's the temperament from Caleb Williams?
The thing is, he's going to let his emotions come out when they're needed. There's been times where he came up to me, yelled at me like, yo, lock back in. Like, come on. And there's been times where he just says nothing at all. He's just going ahead and, you know, being present within the moment. Honestly, you just got to go ahead and take it. Like, there's situations, there's going to be times for that. And there's going to be times where they're... And honestly, he lives up to the moment every single time. Shoot, if you guys watch the U of A game, he did that.
Oh, man.
He pulled it out. And shoot, he pulled it out against Utah at the same time.
I was going to say, there are a lot of games y'all had to pull out this season.
What?
He did. Yeah. Including, how about you facing your former team, that 48-41 win in Colorado?
There was nothing to pull
that
out there. We killed them.
Okay. But how did you feel going back? Was it kind of a weird?
It felt amazing. You know, scoring two touchdowns.
I know
back
you had a game.
Home.
It was awesome.
Heck,
it was amazing.
Yeah. What's crazy is when we went up there, I was, like, dying. I couldn't breathe.
From the altitude.
I couldn't breathe.
You needed your breathe right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had to put on my breathe right, and I was like, man, it helped me so much.
That was quite a game. Wow. That was amazing.
And, of course, so you were Colorado. Deion Sanders comes in after that. I mean, he was there this year, extraordinary year. How do you evaluate him as a coach and the impact he's having on that institution?
See, he's a player's coach. He's a leader of men. He knows how to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Do I agree with everything he's doing? Of course not, but you're not going to agree with every person. So just the method that he's using, though, like, man, they're going to be good in about a couple of years, man. Mm-hmm. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, they had one win the season before he came and then had four against some pretty savvy opponents, too, which was great.
Heck yeah, I got six or seven next year.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too.
We're talking to Brendan Rice, son of Jerry Rice, and standout wide receiver USC. We've got about a minute left. I'd love to ask you about Lincoln Riley and the team next year. Are they assembling the pieces to make a deep run next year? Man, a lot of change, a lot of good talent leaving the building.
Those defense, that defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love him. You know, they got him from UCLA.
Ooh, yeah, they needed
an upgrade. That's a coup.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming. The Trojans are coming.
I see smiles on both your faces here.
Yeah, we're happy.
It's hard to sit across from these two Trojans right here.
Well, Brendan, we're going to be watching you on draft night. We are so excited. You're going to have a great NFL career. And sky's the limit.
Brendan Wright, thanks so much for joining us. And go get him. BreatheRight.com. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you, guys.